At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Hardwood Handicappers, VSiN's premier NBA betting podcast.
Really, the big news heading into this show is injuries. And I think, Kelly, we all can agree that Ben Simmons being out for the season is the biggest of the bunch.
The Nets are going to desperately miss his contributions in their hopes for a playoff appearance.
He played 15 games this year.
I looked up earlier. I think it was 143. I'm like, how much money has Ben Simmons made in his career? That is $143 million to answer that question.
He will remain out for the season while he consults with specialists and explores treatment options for the nerve impingement in his lower back. We certainly don't want to make light of it if it's a serious thing, but given the history of his career, it kind of comes with a sort of, I don't know if he likes basketball kind of
We've gotten to the point where It's just sad at this point. Like I don't really know that there's any team going forward that's going to feel like they can ever sign this guy and count on him to do anything. I mean, he's going to enter into the, you know, vet minimum status for his next contracts, and it's just sad because now it's been injuries racking up over the years too. Who knows? Maybe this is a guy who's not in the NBA much longer.
LeBron goes out with an ankle injury late in the game of the Lakers loss yesterday. Lakers did not look good, but that you were saying off air, it's like it's no big deal. It's just for so he can list himself as questionable finally, legitimately or legitimately.
That was me maybe ranting, but look, if you've been following the NBA at all, the Lakers are pulling the whole like Patriots thing they did for a decade where it was like, oh yeah, by the way, our entire roster is questionable this week. You're like, okay, this seems really fair that you get to do this and nobody else does. That's been LeBron James and Anthony Davis every single game are listed as questionable. AD gets the probable tag fairly often. Maybe I should let them off the hook with that. Yeah. But, I mean, the comments after the game were about, well, this is the ankle injury that he's been working through the past few games. So, yes, I was kind of raging to you. This gives him an excuse to continue to list him as questionable for the end of time.
The big injury just came down here about a half hour before the show. Shams Charania just in Minnesota Timberwolves All-Star Karl Anthony Towns diagnosed with a torn meniscus in his left knee. And he is out indefinitely, sources telling The Athletic. And that is obviously massive in so many ways. Right now, the Timberwolves in a tie with the Thunder for not only the best record in their division, which obviously with the Nuggets just one game behind that, division implications, Western Conference seeding implications, maybe even Western Conference and NBA futures implications, if you want to go that far. But my brain goes immediately to MVP, not that the T-Wolves had a candidate, but the whole notion of if the Thunder get the number one seed, SGA is going to get it. If the Nuggets get the number one seed, Jokic is going to get it. So we don't know how long he's going to be out for, but that's obviously, depending on how you feel about the T-Wolves, and especially if you have T-Wolves tickets, oh boy.
This is awful. I mean, I don't know that this is, you expect Anthony Edwards to keep growing and getting better, and you expect that Minnesota's going to have opportunities in the future, but you never know that, right? You never know that. We've been talking all year about how stacked this Western Conference is, and they were the top seed, you know, the top seed for so much of the season, and right now, and to have an injury like this happen, it's brutal. It's really brutal, and if he misses, you know, assuming he misses, if he does miss the rest of the year, With how stacked the West is, Gil, it's really tough to see them emerging. I think their path was already going to be tough for what some other teams can match up with them in the playoffs with. It was going to be tough already. You take Karl Anthony Towns out of that lineup. This just became a whole lot more difficult for them. And yeah, for MVP, definitely has implications. This is pretty massive. This will shake some things up for sure.
Okay. NBA, anything?
Yeah, I had the Pistons money line against the Nets tonight, +115, which, again, I don't like taking, you know, a bad team, but the Nets are playing their third game in four nights. You know, these situational spots have really gotten to teams this year, you know, especially the three games in four nights. I think Brooklyn's going to be a little bit tired tonight. They're without Cam Johnson, without Cam Thomas. We just learned this morning, no Ben Simmons for the rest of the season. And the Pistons have just been a lot better than people think throughout the year. You know, they've you know, have the terrible record, but they've been really good two betters. But now they get a team that is not more talented than them. They're playing at home. I think that they should win this game. And it's not, you know, a Brooklyn team that really rains threes on you. They can shoot the ball, but they're going to be a little bit tired. If you're not really, you know, making 20, 25 threes against this Pistons team, I think that you're in danger of losing.
Kelly, you know what else this Karl Anthony Towns injury might affect?
What's that?
You know where I'm going with this?
No, I have no idea.
What happens if the Minnesota Timberwolves defense suddenly falls off a cliff? What happens if that happens? Are you going to wake up? Is everybody going to wake up? Sorry, just at a moment. I apologize.
You were just, that's an interesting injury.
You didn't even hear what Zach said. You were thinking about that the entire the whole time. Probably.
Yeah. When he brought up Ben Simmons, I'm like, hey, you know what else?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.